Has the summer been a little cruel to you so far? We understand. The heat wave we're having is made for beaches, pools, and water parks. Or maybe some sailing.
Sailing takes me away to where I've always heard it.
Even if you don't have access to a boat, you can still get to Atlantic City to see Christopher Cross. He's the guy who can both sail and ride like the wind. He's at Harrah's Resort in Atlantic City on Friday night at 9 p.m. What better way to cool off than having some ice cream? If you started salivating just hearing that jingle, then you're our kind of people. Ice cream people, that is. The annual ice cream festival at Reading Terminal is happening on Saturday from noon to 4 p.m. It's free, pay-as-you-go, and given the right conditions for a cool treat, we suggest you get there early. Fruit is also at the top of summer snack lists, and you can pick your own blueberries at Lynn Villa Orchard's Blueberry Festival.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
It's scheduled for Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. If weather becomes an issue, they'll move it to Sunday. The festival is free, but attractions like fishing and train rides do require tickets.
This town is in danger.
How can it be stopped? Mob hysteria sweeps one city. Before long, the nation and then the world could fall before the blood-curdling threat of the Blob.
That's right, it's Blob Fest time again. The 25th annual festival celebrates the 50s horror film The Blob, which was filmed in Phoenixville. This year, the campy three-day fest recreates the movie's famous run-out scene, not once, but twice. There's the Blob Ball, the Street Fest, and multiple Blob runs, including a half marathon. And there's a screening of the movie at Colonial Theater, where it all began. We'll have all the details on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. It's a known fact that heat makes things expand, and that includes Philly's public spaces. Eakins Oval transforms into The Oval for 7 weekends this summer, kicking off tonight at 4 p.m. The event schedule includes movie screenings, mini golf, family Sundays, wellness activities, and concerts curated by Snack Time. When do these guys sleep? The Oval goes through August 25th. Shakespeare is in the air and in some picturesque locations. Love's Labor's Lost is being staged at Font Hill Castle in Doylestown on Friday and Saturday. The performance is outdoors, so check weather updates before heading out. Shows start at 7 p.m. The Shakespeare and Clark Park troupe heads to McMichael Park in East Falls for a performance of the Comedy of Errors, Real Housewives of Ephesus version, a contemporary take on the Bard. The show starts at 6 p.m., weather permitting. If Shakespeare challenges your attention span, we have a solution. The Old Academy Players are putting on the summer one-act bonanza where you can see several short plays in one performance. Shows are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through the 21st. The Martha Graham Cracker Choral Spectacular is coming to Union Transfer this Saturday. The drag superstar is bringing Mr. Johnny Showcase along with her band for a one-night stand that includes a four-part choral section. The drag queen King will pay homage to the 40th anniversary of Prince's Purple Rain, which happens this month. As they should. The show starts at 8 p.m. It's that time for us to go have some undisputably hot fun in the summertime. But before we go, we'll let you know that Philly's own Odeon Pope and his quartet are at historic Germantown on Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. It's part of the Music Alive series. We hope your weekend is alive with possibility and joy. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next week with more things to do. Head to our website, whyy.org/things to do, for details on what you've heard and even more events. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.